His followers say, teach us to pray. They don't say, teach us a prayer. And sometimes we turn prayer into saying words, repeating words, memorized, rote words. But when Jesus teaches his followers to pray, he teaches them what prayer is. Prayer is a very personal exchange between you and God. It is, as Jesus expresses, a defining of our relationship with God. We name who God is, our Father. Not my Father, our Father. It includes everyone. Prayer expresses this personal relationship and expresses that we understand what our goal is. For we are to work together for the kingdom of God, to establish and bring about the kingdom of God. We name who God is, and in that process name who we are. We are his beloved children. We name what we are about. We are about building the kingdom of God. This is so different than the activity we can all get trapped in, which is thinking God is someone that we beg things from, ask things of, demand things from. The other great prayer that you've heard a number of times is the prayer that's expressed by Mary. See what this expresses to you. Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from now on, all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those that fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has received his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever. Notice that Mary's prayer establishes the relationship that exists between God and her. It names how she is grateful for all that God has done, for his mercy. What does this teach us? It teaches us that we should approach our prayer from that same perspective. For ultimately, prayer is us giving ourselves to God. That's so different than I prayed for years, which was always the gimme prayers. I need this, I want this, you promised this, I should have this, this would be really great. All about God doing for me. And to understand instead that as Jesus teaches his followers to pray, he teaches them As Jesus teaches his followers to pray, he teaches them to give themselves to God. That's what we need to do when we say our prayers. It's why we say the Our Father so slowly, so we understand that we are expressing that we belong to God. We give ourselves to God. We become the people who do his will, who establish the kingdom of heaven. And our thoughts should be about that. and not about what I want and what I'd like to have and what would be great in my life. We spend so much time, we waste so much time turning prayer into something it's not, multiplying words, repeating the same thing over and over again. That can be a helpful contemplative act that kind of moves us away from thinking to just allowing ourselves to be free. But more than that, our prayer should be our opportunity to name God in His goodness and to offer ourselves to Him and to declare that today is the day given to the building of His kingdom, and we will participate in that building as His beloved children, as His forgiven children. It names the work we are to do, the work we promise to do. It tells us that we are forgiven of our sins when we forgive others. Not beforehand, when we forgive others. It connects those two. Our action brings about that response of God's love and mercy to us. When His followers say to Jesus, "Teach us to pray," He ends by saying, "When you do this well, when you do this in a way that is good, that is a development of your mutual relationship, then you know that God gives you His Holy Spirit to be with you always, to guide you, to protect you, and to love you." Our prayers don't need to be long-winded, but they need to be a commitment to this personal relationship with our loving Father.